Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS, and the number 5. It's also right there on the screen for you. But again, if you missed last week's episode, we are transitioning from what used to be called Player Profiler News Primetime to Fantasy End Zone. You could also look it up at wherever you get your podcast from and also give it a follow on YouTube. But nonetheless, we are here. As you can see, I'm outside. My kids and everyone is still asleep. We are on a vacation for my brother-in-law's wedding. Congrats, Squash and Autumn. But we're here in Alaska, so I'm not able to coordinate with Bill, my co-host, with times just because it's 3-hour difference from back home. And nonetheless, I'm still here for you. So I know I promised the having a bold prediction, but today we're going to switch things up because we're going to cover who got cut so far since all the preseason games are all done and spoken for. Who's got cut, what news and injuries there are, and we'll do one last mock draft because a lot of drafts are coming up for a redraft this coming weekend. If you hear a little background noise, it's because we're on a golf course. It's amazing set, you know, and hopefully no one hits me with a golf ball. Anyways, nonetheless, without further ado, let's get fantasy. So this is my second recording because last time, again, it was muted. But anyways, news and notes from around the league. Top news comes out of Washington last week, mid to late week. The Commanders traded Brian Robinson Jr. to the 49ers for a 6-round draft pick. Now, it's not a big investment for the 49ers because you see 6-rounders get cut. I mean, you'll hear some of them get cut that I announce. But it's more so of a security blanket behind Christian McCaffrey, just in case if he does get injured, or they could take a couple, you know, series here, series there off during the game. Isaiah Garendo is still battling a shoulder injury. It sounds like he re-injured that shoulder. That probably will keep him out for a little bit. And also there's other running backs that are hurt for this team currently. But yeah, I mean, it's just more of a security blanket. I don't think it takes anything away from Christian McCaffrey being potentially the RB1 overall. For the Commanders, though, they must like what they've seen of Jacory Kroski-Merritt, known as Bill Kroski-Merritt, since you could probably draft him kind of late. Well, maybe not so much, but before, if you did, congratulations, you probably got a steal. I did in my own league in the 14th round, so I can't complain there. But if you are drafting this weekend, look for him. Even Austin Eckler is in play. He gave us a bunch of fantasy relevant seasons. And as a Charger, he's going to be in line for every third down running back this year. But once again, I'm predicting that the Commanders trade for a running back. Perhaps Breece Hall is the most projected for me to be on the Commanders. But I look for them trading for somebody. Other news, they did sign wideout Terry McLaurin to a new year deal. 3 years, $96 million. This is huge. The holdout played out really well for McLaurin. He didn't have to participate in training camp or any of that stuff. He stood his ground, and guess what? He got paid. Other news, from Las Vegas, Jacoby Myers, wide receiver, has requested a trade. This is an interesting one. Perhaps Dante Thornton is now a starter on the outside. And perhaps fellow rookie Jack Beck is looking to be more of the slot guy with Myers wanting to request a trade. But this also is probably because Terry McLaurin just got the bag and Myers is going into his final year of his 3 years, $33 million deal. Also, some potential suitors for this, for Myers' services, could be the Jets, the Vikings, Steelers, as they're pretty much linked up to any wide receiver. But also, the Raiders also signed Amari Cooper to a one-year deal. He's back with the team that drafted him. So I see Myers out the door soon. Vikings have traded Sam Howell to the Eagles. And with this move, Vikings then signed free agent Carson Wentz to a deal. So that could be a potential, you know, just in case if J.J. McCarthy is not what we think he is, or he gets injured, whatever the case may be. It's huge for Carson Wentz. Maybe in deep dynasty league or in dynasty leagues, have him as your backup because he's probably one of the top backups. Wide receiver Devon Bailey traded from the Broncos to the Saints for a fourth and seventh. I feel like that kind of secures him as a top three wide receiver option for the Saints. Also, Sky Moore traded to the 49ers. Injuries this week, the biggest one is no other than Joe Mixon. He is now on the non-football injury list, meaning he will miss the first four games of the season. I said before, get Nick Chubb. He is a must-start in your redraft leagues. Damian Pierce, if you have a deep redraft league like I do in a couple of days, a 16-man league, I'm going to probably be targeting Damian Pierce. But if you have a dynasty league, he's a mustache. Last year's second-round rookie from Washington, Jalen Polk, will miss the remainder of the season with a shoulder injury. Backup quarterback Aiden O'Connell will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a fractured wrist. This is probably why they traded for Kenny Pickett also yesterday. It's just for backup purposes, but it gives them a quality starter if something happened to Geno Smith. Johnny Wilson for the Eagles injured his neck and his knee and ankle, will miss the season. And if you have kickers in your leagues, Dolphins, Jason Sanders out 4 to 6 weeks with a hip injury. Other ones is Juwan Jennings, who injured his calf, is expected to be ready for week one. And his fellow teammate, Jacob Cowing, re-injured his hamstring and will be out for roughly about 6 weeks. And just this morning, I am recording Tuesday morning just because of the hours, and my family and I are headed back today, and I'll be at the airport. Probably not a great spot to record, but Tajay Spears is placed on the IR, and he will miss four games. Next is who's got released. I'll go team by team. I'm only going to do the fantasy relevant players. For the Buffalo Bills, Elijah Young, running back, Grant DeBus, and Chenault Jr. have been released. For the Dolphins, Theo Weiss, which is a surprise because he was actually getting a lot of targets in the first two games. He was actually the most targeted receiver in all of preseason. And Eric Asamoah, another wide receiver, is cut as well. For the New England Patriots, Jaheim Bell, Shane Watts, and Ben Woolridge are all cut. For the Jets, Adrian Martinez, he is cut. He is one of the top guys from USF, the league. And Malachi Corley, last year's third-round rookie, is also cut. He had a lot of promise, but could not get on the field. And Zach Kuhns, tight end. Baltimore Ravens don't have anyone reported currently. The Bengals, we have obviously Zach Moss is already cut, and Desmond Ridder. For the Browns, we have Pro Bowl Tyler Huntley, Pierre Strong Jr., and Deontay Johnson. Once again, he is not to be seen from any team. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Logan Woodside, Lou Nichols, Evan Hall, Robert Woods as well has been reported to get cut. Texans, nobody. Colts, Jelani Woods, the tight end, is cut. Jacksonville, Joshua Cephas, I thought he was injured. I thought he was going to be on IR all year. He's cut. Jaquinen Johnson as well is cut. For the Titans, TJ Sheffield, Josh Worley, and Xavier Restrepo. So everyone that wanted Restrepo in your rookie drafts, bad mistake it looks like, because he got cut. As for the Broncos, Jaquinen Davis, that's about it, actually. Chiefs, nobody report. Raiders, they have cut Colin Johnson, Philip Dorsett, Marquise Callaway, and that's it. Chargers, no one reported. Dallas Cowboys, Josh Kelly. Giants, Tommy DeVito. Unfortunately, he got cut. Little Jordan Humphreys got cut as well. Same with Greg Dulcich. He's cut as well. And Dante Miller, which is a surprise. I thought he had a really good preseason. He could catch a ball out of the backfield. So he got, I think, week two, he had like 8 targets out of the backfield. So that's something to be watching, especially with Cam Scadaboo able to catch. And we know Tyrone Tracy's background was originally a wide receiver. Eagles, DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson was cut. Kyle McCord, one of my favorites, obviously Syracuse. Unfortunately, he's cut as well. Washington Commanders, Sam Hartman from UNC actually got cut. Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne, and Chris Moore. For the Bears, Thomas Gordon, Samari Torre, Royce Freeman as well. Lions have not reported yet. Packers, Sean Clifford, other backup, Taylor, I don't even know how, Elamora, and Mecole Hardman were all cut as well. Vikings, Robert Lewis, and Trey Stewart. For the Falcons, Ben DiLucci, and if you haven't seen, he has a great Twitter sending a picture of a beer at an airport celebrating getting cut from a 7th team. Elijah Dotson, Easton Stick, which he had a couple good games for me in a couple years ago when Justin Herbert got hurt, and he actually won me a championship. Panthers, Jack Plummer, Bryce Perkins, I think he has USF as well. Imani Bailey, TJ Luther. For the Saints, Cam Akers got released, and Jake Haener. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so long, Shiloh Sanders, and Kyle Trask as well. And we got three more teams, it looks like. Cardinals, Clayton Toon, another backup. So we're seeing 3 backups back-to-back-to-back with Haener, Trask, and Toon. For the Rams, Dresser Wynn at quarterback, Mario Williams at wide receiver, 49ers, Tanner McRae, and Keyshawn Vaughn. Seattle, you do not have anyone reported currently. You know, I'm excited to get into the mock draft just to make it quick and simple, but I want to hear a word from the Podfather about the Rabbit.
You asked, we delivered a full best ball tournament on Fast Draft, but we do it the Fast Draft way, and it's called the Rabbit, because of course it is. 20-second time clock, 15 rounds. These drafts, they take 20 minutes. That's it. So you get a lot of new people coming in and playing, get a lot of best ball bros playing, exploitable ADPs, no rake. It is the best EV in all of fantasy. You should just go to fastdraft.app, use code FAST. You get a $50 deposit match. These things are a blast, and it's the best use of your funds in all of fantasy.
All right, let's get into this mock draft. We can see here. Let's go this way. Trying to adjust the screen here. It's pretty bright out here. I'd take the fourth overall pick just to see how it's going to pan out. So with that, let's draft. So we have Saquon Barkley, which normally will be Jamar Chase going on at the first pick, but nonetheless, we went Barkley, Chase, Gibbs. I'm on the clock. I'm obviously selecting Bijan Robinson. I think he's going to be the number one running back in all of football, and I'll let it play out, but I'll talk about him and all the other guys coming up. But Bijan, I mean, how can you not like him? He's going to dominate. In getting him at four feels like a steal for me. Next was St. Brown, Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, I think, is going to be the second best wide receiver, if not the best, and he's going to reclaim it with a healthy Prescott and himself. Derrick Henry at 108, Puka Nacua, Achan, Malik Neighbors, Nico Collins was the first rounders. Then when Christian McCaffrey falls to 201, Josh Jacobs going ahead of Jainty, Thomas, Bowers, Drake London, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then I am on the clock. Yes, I do like Jonathan Taylor over Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving is going to be solid as well. Ladd McConkey. I'm going to draft, though, A.J. Brown. I think they're going to be in more dog fights this year, making them have to pass. So I'm taking him at the 209. After my draft pick, McConkey, Irving, and Williams went. That's what finished out the first or second round. Then when James Cook, Tyreek Hill, Chase Brown, and I get earlier in, I was thinking about Jaxon Smith-Njigba because I didn't assume that Jonathan Taylor is going to be there. So I'm taking Taylor because he is one of my top guys that I had projected in the running back spot. Well, we're going on. McBride, Jalen Hurts, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Garrett Wilson. I think he's going to be a stud this year. Alvin Kamara, Jaden Daniels, Breece Hall, and T. Higgins falls all the way to 312. That's a hell of a drop. But nonetheless, that is the third round. The fourth round, I guess they want to go back-to-back and do Joe Burrow and T. Higgins. Then it went Mike Evans, Kittle, Marian Hampton, Terry McLaurin, Marvin Harrison, Sam Laporta. That's kind of high for me drafting Sam Laporta in the fourth. Ken Walker. Now it's me on the clock. And we see Davante Adams. He hasn't yet to show signs of slowing down. DK Metcalf, Chuba Hubbard. With this, I really like the wide receiver spot here. Just because I see a guy that I really want. I feel like as much as Davante Adams is going to get targeted, I think DK Metcalf is going to just get targeted way more with Aaron Rodgers hyper-targeting his wide receivers. And the guy I wanted actually got picked. But then it went Adams, Sutton, and Rashid Rice. That was the fourth round. The fifth round was DJ Moore Travion Henderson, which is one of my guys. I wanted him really bad. Unfortunately, I can't get him. Patrick Mahomes. Now I am on the clock, and this is not good looking for me. I am not having much luck at this position. But, I mean, there's Hubbard, there's James Conner, Devontae Smith, which I don't really want to double up with the Philadelphia Eagles, my running back, or at my wide receiver. So let's go James Conner here. We're going to be more of a running back centric. Xavier Worthy, Chuba Hubbard, Tet McMillan, Zay Flowers, Devontae Smith, David Montgomery, Isaiah Pacheco, TJ Hockenson was the fifth round. Then went RJ Harvey, Jameson Williams, Baker Mayfield, Travis Kelce. Again, he's sneaking up there more and more every draft I see. Jerry Jeudy, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, and DeAndre Swift. It is my turn up at the 609, and I'm pretty set in stone at the running back position. Even though you got Pollard, I have said in the past that I'm not high on him just because I thought Tajay Spears was going to be a lot better. He's injured now, so it's going to slide him up, actually. Wide receivers, we got George Pickens, Travis Hunter, Jalen Waddle, Calvin Ridley, and Chris Olave are the top guys. Tight ends, you got Mark Andrews, I think is going to still be a stud. Evan Ingram, David Njoku, and Tyler Warren. Let's go look at quarterbacks, Bo Nix, Goff, Murray, Herbert. I think they're all kind of the same, similar built. So I'm going to draft one of my guys, Calvin Ridley, in the sixth round. Then it went Pickens, Andrews, and Travis Hunter. Kicking off the seventh round, it went Jalen Waddle, Quinshon Judkins, Stephon Diggs. Now I'm back up, and I cannot pass on Chris Olave or Roman Dunze right here, so I have to select. I'm going to select one of those guys. Go look at who's the top guys. Nix, Pollard, Ingram. I'm going Chris Olave. I think he's going to be a stud coming out of the slot. I think he played 11 out of 11 snaps in the slot position for the Saints, and in a Kellen Moore offense, the slot position is the go-to position. Following me up is Caleb Johnson, Cooper Kupp, Bo Nix, Jacoby Myers, Roman Dunze, Jordan Addison, Tyler Warren, and Tony Pollard finished the seventh round. In the eighth, we have Deebo Samuel, Brian Robinson Jr. I think he's going to be a lot farther away from this position than normal just because of the trade, but based on the ADP in sleeper, that's why he's falling there. Matthew Golden, I think, is going to be a stud this year with Jaden Reed being out, and you never know what's going to happen with him. And I've been hearing a lot of reports out of camp that he's been torching a lot of cornerbacks. Tyrone Tracy, Kyler Murray, Travis Etienne, Jalen Warren, Jared Goff, and I am back up. Yeah, I could go at wires or quarterback, Herbert, Purdy, Prescott, CJ Stroud, and Drake May. Running back, you got Kame Scadaboo. I think Jordan Mason's going to lead the team for the Vikings. J.K. Dobbins, Javonte Williams. Oh, I see who I want to take. But then at tight end, you got Ingram, Njoku, Loveland, Don Kincaid, and Kyle Pitts. For me, Mecca Buka, he is the talk of the town. I got to select him. He's been putting up good numbers, looking great. And we don't know what's going to happen with Chris Godwin coming back from his injury. They're probably going to bring him along slowly, and Emeka Buka seems like he is the most targeted receiver in camp. David Njoku, Ricky Pearsall. I really love Ricky Pearsall here at 8-11 for the computer. selecting him. I was hoping he could make it back to me. Unfortunately, he didn't. Cam Scaboo rounded out the eighth round. Evan Engram, Khalil Shakir, Justin Herbert. I'm back up here at the 904. I'm just looking here. Who are some players that I would want? So I already have, so far on my team, Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor, and James Conner are my running backs. At wide receiver, I have A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Kelvin Ridley, Chris Olave, Emeka Ebuka. I love my wide receivers currently. Running backs I really like as well. And we look, if we want to try pair anyone with a quarterback, I'm not drafting any of those quarterbacks with that. I do like Colson Loveland, but I also like Kyle Pitts. Let's go back to the running back position, and let's take Nick Chubb. Let's pass on the running back position. I feel like I did it earlier. I really think that Josh Downs, especially when draft him here, because we have so many receivers already. We already have five. Why not make it six? And by the time he's healthy, we could probably turn him into something. But I really like how he's going to be with Daniel Jones. We got Loveland, Juwan Jennings, Jordan Mason, Chris Olave, Jaden Reed, Zach Charbonnet, Kyle Pitts, and Brock Purdy to finish out that ninth round. In the 10th, we have Javonte Williams, Jaden Higgins. I'm very high on Jaden Higgins. J.K. Dobbins. Looks like it's a run of tight ends now. Dalton Kincaid, Jonnu Smith, Tucker Kraft. I was hoping he was going to get back to me. Fortunately, he didn't. Michael Pittman, Ramondre Stevenson. So we look at tight ends. It's a blah. That last run, I should have drafted instead of Josh Downs. Five got sniped. And so I guess we could kind of punt that position. It was a bad move by me, unfortunately. At the running back position, you know, we do have Nick Chubb here, which I am very high on him because I just said he's going to be there for the first 4 weeks as a starter. But I want to get my quarterback before something happens after I just seen all these tight ends go. I am very high on Dak Prescott this year. I think he's going to be a stud, so I'm taking him here. Keon Coleman, C.J. Stroud, Nick Chubb, Jake Ferguson, Drake May, Brandon Ayuk. Now it's back on me. I'm going to go my tight end or my running back. We get somebody that's not even on here. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. I think he's going to be in line for the starts. And my last pick will have to be a tight end, but I think Merritt's going to be the guy to have in the Commanders, unless they trade for running back before we know it. Darnell Mooney, Austin Eckler, same thing with the Washington. Rashid Shaheed, he's another guy that's been getting a lot of buzz around camp and projected beat expectations. Caleb Williams, Marvin Mims is in line for starts. Dallas Goedert, Jadon Blue, Tank Bigsby. That was the 11th round, and now the last round. Zach Ertz, Jordan Love, Najee Harris, J.J. McCarthy, Tajay Spears, Jordan or Justin Fields. If you could get him in the 12th, that's a steal for sure. Trey Harris, Keenan Allen. And now you look at me. You know, we got Luther Burden, Braylon Allen. I love those guys if we got a quarterback earlier. But unfortunately, we didn't. Or tight end earlier. Unfortunately, we didn't. But it's my turn to pick. I am going to pick Breton Strange. I like Arroyo, but he doesn't really have a path to play currently because they don't know what he's going to be used for. draft a tight end before round 12, I guess, is what it sounds like. Breton Strangelove, just select him. And Braylon Allen, Luther Burden, and Cam Ward. So let's look at my team. Dak Prescott at the quarterback position. Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor as my starting running backs. Then we go to A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf as my starting wide receivers. Breton Strange, get a tight end before round 12. But Breton Strange, James Conner is my flex. My bench is stacked with receivers. It's Kelvin Ridley, Chris Olave, Emeka Ibuka, Josh Downs, and then we also rounded out with Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. Sorry. Let me know what you guys think, chat. I want to hear your thoughts. Is it good? Is it bad? Let me know. But with that, I am all done here, and I appreciate you tuning back in and watching. I know when I'm outside, you might hear noises. Again, I'm sorry about that. Just trying to keep my little ones asleep for as long as I can because Dad needs a break once in a while. But nonetheless, thank you. Also, go follow Fantasy End Zone on their YouTube page and check us out wherever you get your podcast from, Fantasy End Zone. Subscribe, like, click the little bell notification. Helps me, helps the channel. And if you enjoy the show, this show, give it a thumbs up, comment, like, subscribe. You know, tell me what I didn't do right, what I did right in the mock draft. With that, though, follow me on Twitter, LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. And with that, I'll see you fantasy heads next week, and Bill will be back on the show, and we will be doing the bold statements. So tune in next week, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. Many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.